This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ow! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show. Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. My apologies. Failure to mention, Billy Horschel going to join us in 20 minutes as well. Atlanta Drive, PGA Tour, ahead of a TGL match tonight on ESPN2 against the Boston Common Golf Club.
Go get you some.
Rory plays for those guys.
Rory.
As does Keegan Bradley and Hideki Matsuyama. So we'll talk
to a team.
That's a good team. They're all good teams. That's the thing about it. They're all stacked.
That's a star-studded, like, even like the casual golfer knows those guys.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about they haven't won yet either. They're winless. Yes. So, yeah, hopefully keep them that way tonight. But I was thinking about this, like, yeah, the teams are stacked. In order to be on a team, obviously you're getting paid to do it, but like, right. It's got to be a bit of a compliment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be asked to be a part of one of these TGL teams. I don't know how to ask these guys that, though, because they all view themselves as like capable of all that kind of stuff. But it's like, just to be asked to be on one of the TGL teams has to feel like you're one of the guys on the PGA Tour, right? Now, obviously, none of the LIV guys can do it.
Right.
Maybe that's going to change soon, it seems like, possibly. But yeah, you got to feel good about it. You're on one of these TGL teams. You're kind of, it's kind of like the all-star team.
Who's the best golfer in the world? And what I mean by that is, if he's playing his best, you can't beat him.
Scottie Scheffler.
Is it Scottie Scheffler?
Yeah,
okay.
It's Scottie Scheffler right now. I think the gap is a little bit closer right, like today, than it's been for a while. Because Scottie's been the best golfer in the world for a couple of years.
Right.
I think Rory's playing really good. His season's off to a really good start. And I think Ludvig Åberg is
You mentioned him last week.
He's coming. He's probably not, like, on a given week, whatever, maybe, you know, if Scottie's playing his best, I don't know. But he's gonna give a run in some of the majors this year. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins one, honestly. But that's the next guy.
Okay.
Like, he's really good.
I know you mentioned him last week, but hey, I mean, it's an interesting thing. The more I watch it, the more I think I just want to go play.
I know. Yeah, it'd be fun to do it.
I just want to go play.
It'd be fun to do it.
Yeah.
It's like Topgolf is really fun, right?
Yeah,
you got to try it. It's way better.
Yeah,
it's way better. Because you can actually putt and the green moves and the screen's in front of you. Yeah, man.
The more and more I watch it, I'm like, I kind of want to do this.
I mean, we're in good with them.
Yeah.
I got to go down there and look at it.
Man.
How hard is it to get two people down there to play? Or all four of us?
They know me down there.
Yeah, you're big down there.
Let's do that. Let's go. I mean, so this is the second thing. We got to go play the course, and we got to get this spike in there.
Yeah, we just Golden Spike and TGL SoFi Center practice round. Like,
I want to do it.
This is what 2025 has in store for us.
I know a guy that could probably set both of those things up.
It's right there in the office.
Someone a little higher up.
Oh, damn.
You know higher ups?
Well, no, I don't know him, but I know of someone.
Well, you just said
you
I know
You just said I know somebody.
I know who he is.
Oh, so you're saying you're aware of Arthur Blank?
That's right.
Okay.
Just it takes one meeting.
I, too, am aware of Arthur Blank.
Things out.
You jumped in there like you had him on the pregame show on Saturday or something.
I don't know anyone.
I thought you, oh, Okay, so that went from I know a guy to I don't know anyone in 45 seconds. Dynamite drop in, Abe.
Way to go, Abe.
He's not the best in the business for nothing.
That's what a cross-examination is what won you mock trial.
I know. All right, let's talk a little NBA here. You said there's only one team. Now, technically, you're right. Thanks to Abe for pointing that out in the break as well. Technically, you're right. Only one team can win the NBA championship.
Yes.
You really feel like right now, as you look at the league, there's only one team that you believe is capable of winning the NBA championship?
I don't want to say capable.
Okay.
I just think what I mean by that is I don't think anybody's beaten Boston 4 out of 7.
Yeah.
And you know, I saw the graph this morning. The Celtics sort of feel, I'm taking the Celtics.
Yeah.
I think now they are done bull jiving around. And I think, you know, first of all, the biggest thing they have to do, like any other team, they got to stay healthy. Porzingis has got to stay in the lineup so Al can come off the bench.
Yep.
But when you look at their starting five, they can switch everything. Mm-hmm. They can switch everything, and Tatum is, like, different.
I think that's one of the most under-talked about stories in the NBA this year.
Yes.
Is how much better Jason Tatum is today than he even was 365 days ago.
Tatum is...
When they won the championship, and he was the best player on that team. And then, obviously, the Olympics thing happened.
Yes.
But, like... His versatility defensively,
did he
get stronger? I don't know what he did.
He has been different.
He can guard anybody.
Yes.
He was the other day, he's guarding Kat and he's guarding Jalen Brunson. Like, he can guard anybody in the NBA, one through five. And maybe there's a small guard who, I don't know, but maybe there's a big man who he can't quite do that with, but I don't know about that either.
He's different this year. He's always been a great player, but this year you can tell, you can see the chip and everything like that. And he's playing like it, man. So, I mean, I love OKC. I really, really do. But I think, and it's hard for me, it's easier said than done. But if you can limit Shea, you got them. You know what I mean? You got them. Of the top teams, is there one player that is the engine of the whole team? It's him. Yeah, it's him.
Yeah, it's him. I mean, it's Jokic with the Nuggets.
Yeah.
It's him with the Thunder.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cavs kind of have a little bit more of it spread around.
I think so.
In terms of their offense.
So.
They're the best offense in the NBA.
Yeah, they are. They're good. And the thing with them is they're good, Andy.
The
Cavs, they're good. They can rebound, all those different things. But they got a damn closer.
They do.
And they got a dude that closes out games. We're talking about Donovan Mitchell. And it was so fun yesterday when it got to a point where it was him, and then it was him and Ja yesterday, and he was going at Ja's head and things like that. But, yeah, I just look at the Celtics, man, and just the versatility they have as far as starting five. And they got a superstar with a chip on his damn shoulder who is playing. I ain't seen Jason Tatum play. He's always been good. He's been different level of good this year.
Yeah, he's been
different. He's a different level good this
absolutely
year.
Absolutely, he has been. They haven't been quite at the pace they were at last year for a couple of different reasons. I think you can kind of coast a little bit when you're in championship defense mode. They know what it is. They don't have to kind of ramp it up like that until springtime, until April, May, June, and I think that they will. I think Drew Holiday has kind of been on that just get healthy by the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Plan, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. He knows what it is, and Drew Holiday is one of the best players in the NBA when the playoffs roll around. That's the thing about it, is like they have guys that have been there now enough times to where they're familiar with the process of, all right, the 82 are important for sure, but the most important thing is being our best when we get there. They had great health luck last year until the end. Porzingis gets banged up, but he's back now too. Peyton Pritchard's playing like sixth man of the year type ball off the bench. I mean, yeah, no, I'm with you. I think that they're going to be the hardest team to beat in both conferences.
Yes.
I think they come out of the East, and I think that they make the finals. I think the Thunder probably are the ones that are waiting there for them. And for me, the Thunder are interesting just because Chet still hasn't really
got back
yet. Mm-hmm. Like, he's back, but he hasn't quite got back yet. Now, what does that mean? Like, when he gets fully up to game speed and full strength and all that. I think SGA is the best player in the NBA.
I do too.
Like, I think all around, I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the number one player in the league.
He's unbelievable. He's definitely, in my opinion, the MVP. He's the engine of that team. They got some really good players around him too. Let's not even forget. I mean, he played with an All Star. They got some good players.
Yeah, Jalen Williams is phenomenal. Chet's really good.
I don't think they could beat Denver in a playoff series.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think because I look at just, you know, this dude named Joker. I just look at him from a standpoint of it's hard for me to – there's nobody that's going to outplay him in that series. I like their depth. I like their size. Because that's what's going to give OKC problem is bigger teams. And you got the biggest, baddest bully in the game as far as Joker down there. So I just don't. I don't. I think Shea's good. Is Shea good enough to beat the Nuggets 4 out of 7? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I'm thinking back on last year and what.
Because when did Jamal Murray show his butt? You know what?
Right.
You know, and they got other guys. They just play well in the playoffs.
They just have no depth.
They don't.
They got nothing.
They don't have like they used to.
They're like less deep than the Knicks.
But that guy Joker, man.
And the Knicks are not deep by choice.
The Knicks just can't play defense.
Well, because by the fourth quarter, everybody's played 40 minutes.
No, they're really bad defensively because their two best players are the worst defenders at their position
in the league. That's right.
You know, I know the depth part about it. Like, a Thibodeau team has never been as bad defensively. Now, they can score with anybody. Mm-hmm. They can put up points and all those different things. They just can't stop them damn body.
Yeah, but again, like, they literally do not play more than six guys on a nightly basis.
We're just talking. I knew they gave up a lot to get Bridges, but I didn't really get the whole package. They gave up all. They could have got a couple other more players and still kept Bridges. I don't think you had to give that many down first. That many ones? They got more than – well, Dallas did get Anthony Davis back. But,
when that happened, it was –
yeah, they did get Anthony Davis back.
It was shocking. Yeah. It was like, I know you guys like Villanova guys a lot.
But damn. But
that much? Like, that's a lot to give up.
Then go hire damn Jay Wright.
Get him. Get him in there. Maybe Jay Wright can work on some rotations. Like, Carl Anthony Towns turned his ankle pretty bad. Mm-hmm. They're getting blown out. Mm-hmm. And he put him back in there anyway. Mm-hmm. He's like, go ahead and play. Now, I will say this. Just sort of on the heels of all of this conversation of, like, NBA, try hard, all that kind of stuff. Tibbs is a renaissance man.
Yes.
In an era where everyone complains about people playing, you know you're going to play if you play for Tibbs.
Yep.
You're going to play a lot of minutes. You're going to play 82 games. You're going to be exhausted by the playoffs, but you're going to play. Yeah. So, you know,
I know
don't be criticizing Tibbs for that while also criticizing everyone else in the NBA for not playing
hard. I know Jalen Brunson.
I'm not talking about you.
I know Jalen Brunson like, damn, I gave up that max for this, huh?
Whew, I'm tired. This is exhausting.
Yeah, I gave up this max for this. Hell, we were a better team last year.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I just they are 0-7, I think, against the top teams, both the top.
Yeah, I don't think
East and no.
I don't think the Knicks have a shot in a real playoff series. I think they'll win a playoff series, but I mean against the Celtics or the Cavs.
They have no chance.
But I don't know. The Cavs are just they're just so good offensively. They're just such a good team. And they smartly, I only did it one game, but they smartly have had DeAndre coming off the bench as well, mm-hmm. which is a nice piece for them.
I thought he was going to be a starter. I thought he probably made him be a starter.
Mm-mm.
Let him do what he does.
He started one game because of injury.
Yeah, but no, let him do what he does. I love Cleveland. Love their length.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Together with the two bigs, Mobley has just been outstanding. He's unlocked. It seems like he's unlocked now. And they got a closer. But I just like Boston, man.
I do too. I agree. I think Boston probably goes from the East. I think Oklahoma from the West. If I don't know. People trying to talk themselves into the Lakers
they are.
Now because
they
played so good on Saturday night. We'll see.
If they play defense again like they did, sure. They're able to cut.
Sure. I'm going to need more than one, though.
But, yeah, me and you both.
You know what I mean?
Me and you both. But Luka, if he plays like Luka,
yeah.
Watch out, man.
They play the Mavericks tomorrow night. That's going to be really fun. Yeah. That's going to be so much fun. All right, we'll come back. Billy Horschel is going to join us. I just saw Billy Horschel on TV. They're promoting the match tonight between Boston Common Golf Club and the Atlanta Drive. We'll chat with him. We'll get to the back page with Abe as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.